Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice of the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Well, guys, let's try this and see if it works. Yep, I can hear the music. That's a good scene. Or a good sign. Scene. My goodness. You know, today's episode is brought to you by the outstanding people over at...
Welcome to the show. Today's episode is proudly sponsored by Grow Generation, where the pros go to grow. More on them in a bit. And care.
Wow, yeah, so that obviously didn't quite work out the way I wanted it to, but growgeneration.com, guys, check them out. Still playing with this software stuff. You guys can see that I'm alone today, so it's going to be a bit of a shorter episode, just a few things I'd like to talk about. We're trying to get the show, you know, spun up, do live things, you know, try to make sure we get to you guys daily. It's hard when we don't have like a centralized location, you know, like a lot of places and other sites might have. And it is what it is, but we're here for you guys, and we're trying to get the content out there, and we're looking for feedback. So definitely things that you guys might, you know, want to see us cover, expand into different types of shows, podcasts, you know, just let us know. The whole, you know, transitioning into the genreverse idea is so that we can offer you guys everything from, you know, wrestling and for lack of a better phrase, chick flicks, to you know, gaming and music, and we want to get beyond our comic book movies and Star Wars only, because we are all fans of different things here at LRM, and we know you guys are as well. So yeah, that's one of the things. This show, I hope to get it to be live a few times a week. We are supposed to be live tomorrow. I was supposed to have Manny here today, but you know, like I said, things happen, and when you're not all in one location, it can become difficult to react at the last minute. LRM right now. Few stories. I don't want to bring them up on the screen because a couple of them might be spoilers, but we got some stuff about the Bad Batch, including a toy that confirms a character's loyalties. If you're into the Bad Batch, you know that on May the 4th you're getting like a 70-minute like premiere, if you will. And with that, afterwards, it'll come out on Fridays, and I've mentioned this before. I'm getting like tired of the constant use of Friday for all things to be released. It's hard to have all that content that you now have to, you know, watch in order to do your job, and it all drops on Fridays. And not only that, but then you spend an entire week looking forward to just one day, and all these streaming services keep doing it as if it's impossible to release something on a Tuesday or a Wednesday or something. But I think that'll change. They'll be competing with each other and looking at you know, when they can maximize watch time. We're gonna see ads one day on the streaming services more than what we see now. I promise you guys. Another Star Wars rumor that is basically all but confirmed now is the Knights of the Old Republic remake. I know a lot of people are huge fans of the game. It's a good game, good series. I know some people are huge fans of the story. I didn't really care for a lot of the post prequel past stuff. So you know, so stuff they created about before the movies, after the prequel trilogy came out. But an insider, like a big insider, apparently speaking with the Min-Max show, did share that the Knights of the Old Republic game is still happening. And again, this is an insider with a really, really good track record. Here we go. I thought I had this up. Sorry about that. It's a really good track record for him, but it's not a guarantee. And you know, take it with a grain of salt. But this would lead to people or lead. This leads me, geez, this leads me to believe that we're seeing more of Disney's, you know, attempts to reach out to old EU fans, old expanded universe toys are coming out, books coming out, being reprinted, and to me it's just a sign of where Disney they fucked up, or Lucasfilm fucked up, Kennedy fucked up, someone messed up. That's the point. And I really don't know who to blame, but you know, it is what it is. I personally think we're now closer to seeing the return of the EU as like a tangent. Not necessarily that it'll get the full love and attention that it got when it was Star Wars, but I have this feeling that if these 50th anniversary Lucasfilm books do well, that we could see the sort of the Jedi trilogy potentially be released. It's not that far-fetched, and in all honesty, you know, this is something some of you may know, so some of you may not. When it comes to the Star Wars EU, a lot of the things that Kennedy and her writing team talk about, they wanted to do the diversity, the adding of more females, this, that, the other, like all of that had already been done. There's a lot of strong female characters beyond Leia, beyond Mara Jade, beyond Jaina Solo. You can look at Tahiri Vela. I know people will pronounce things differently, but when you read a name younger than you are now, and that's the way you heard it in your head, it kind of sticks. But you've got Tahiri, you've got Isard, you've got Dala, you've got Vestra. I mean, And in those names, you may or may not know, those were both good guys and bad guys, or good girls and bad girls, however you be politically correct about it. And then Disney takes it, and they're all like, you know, the Force is female now, and we're going to have this big push, and it's like, you guys don't realize what you did. You basically took this already naturally progressed story of, you know, Jaina, Solo becoming sort of the Jedi. She marries the head of the, you know, galactic state, the head of the government, and sets up stuff that was going to happen in this comic book series that had also been running. People don't seem to either remember that or want to acknowledge it. And actually, it was a buddy of mine, Brian, that said he thinks that's what it is. They don't, if Lucasfilm starts bringing in, say, Mara Jade, just straight up puts Mara Jade in something, they have to admit that she existed before Kennedy, before Ray, before 2012, that this incredibly strong, incredibly popular Star Wars female character existed, was loved by pretty much everyone in the fandom, and that their narrative would have been wrong. And you know, I'm one of those people that there's things good about the sequel trilogy. There's things that are garbage about it. But at the end of the day, it's wrong whenever someone's like, oh, you don't like it because of, you know, XYZ. That's just not true. It's not the way it is. I've got, I don't know if you can see, the figure in the black edition box is Jaina Solo. It is what it is, people. All I can say when it comes to the attacks like that in the fandom is don't be that person. And then on the other side of it, don't try to keep new or casual fans out. Accept all of it. I don't mean accept all of the content. God, no. I hate people that are like, oh, you can't love something and not like a specific thing. And I'm, what? No. Like, you can definitely love one aspect of a story and hate another aspect of a story. So whatever on that, don't be that person. But don't just accept that people are going to be casual fans and some people are going to be diehard fans, and then accept that it's okay to debate. Like, I don't get why some people don't even like the idea of debate. You know, that bugs me. Even people that don't, oh, if you don't like it, just don't discuss it. What? No. Why? What? Whatever. I don't want this to be, you know, too preachy, too soapboxy, but Star Wars is something I'm passionate about, and I miss the EU, but I'm down with the potential things that, you know, Disney can do, and even some of the stuff they have done with Star Wars. It's just with projects like Rogue Squadron coming out, I'm scared. I'm scared shitless about it. I really am. So, yeah. You know, one of the cool things I did find out about. You guys know we're into anime as well. Dr. Stone is on the Animeversal Reviews docket, if you will, right now. But they're being jerks and not always releasing and not always announcing that they're not releasing on a particular week. But I did check out the Gridman show, the SSSS, which is a throwback to the Superhuman Samurai Cyber with an S squad show in America. An outstanding kaiju mecha anime, you know, slash Super Sentai type thing with Ultraman and Guyver. If you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. It's brilliant. The first series Gridman is awesome. I finished that up, and then Dino Xenon is simulcasting now, and that's definitely worth a check out. Also, you guys know my spouse Christine sometimes joins me on these videos, and she is starting to try writing on the site. She actually got to write a article about one of my favorite games in the world, Horizon Zero Dawn, and it's on the PlayStation's Play at Home right now, and there's a free Funimation trial going on, and it's the complete game, and we hadn't gotten a email for her, so she is got a little writer's note down here. So check it out. Let us know what you guys think in the comments below. And that game right there is one of the greatest games ever made. And you want to talk about, again, strong female characters and things like that. Aloy, I've never heard anyone complain about the character, complaining about the game. Everything I hear about this game is, like, in-game stuff, and it's all, you know, positive. Check out Horizon. And God, please, let this chip shortage stuff be done. And the scalpers be done, and you guys enabling the scalpers, knock it off. I staked my PS5 claim on Horizon Forbidden West, the sequel to this game, and I know it's not a next-gen game exclusive, like it's not designed just for PS5, but that's where I was like, I'm upgrading at this point, and that's the game I plan on getting it, and it's supposed to be out by the end of this year. We'll see, you know, we'll see. And like I said, hopefully the chip shortage is done so we can get the PS5. Let me know what you guys think about the PlayStation 5 and Xbox. I know with the cloud gaming, a lot of Xbox fans are fairly happy they're getting, you know, Series X games without a Series X, but, you know, again, those games weren't designed with the next gen exclusive, you know, all upgraded and stuff like that. Let me know what you guys are playing and looking forward to. And in the meantime, let's hear from our sponsors.
Grow Generation, where the pros go to grow. Grow Generation offers the best deals and discounts on the best grow products on the market. Grow Generation serves customers across the nation and carries a wide inventory of renowned cultivation brands. Go to www.growgeneration.com, where the pros go to grow.
And thank you guys for sponsoring LR Mornings. You know, we got to talk a little bit about some 420 related stuff yesterday, but of course that episode gets, you know, pushed down in the algorithm because, oh no, the subject matter. But we got to talk about some specific movies that are related to yesterday. Hey, and I highly encourage you guys to check out the YouTube channel, subscribe to it if you haven't, and hit that bell so you know when new stuff goes up, and check out the movies that we really enjoy that are on that topic, just in case you guys didn't get notified that that was out. It is a thing. Tomorrow we are supposed to be live. LR Mornings is getting some swag to be giving away, so make sure you guys are subscribed to that YouTube channel. Like I said, I'm looking at I've told you guys, I'm good on hardware. Like, I can build stuff and I can get Windows up and running and get in my Steam account and stuff, but software hasn't been my strong suit in a while. But we're looking at ways to do the live stream, both with video and then audio only, for those that might not be able to utilize YouTube. And I've obviously got some of the bugs with OBS figured out for recording in one location. Still got to play with it some, but whatever. I really don't know anywhere else to go with you guys today, because it's just me, and that's okay. I can cope with that. I really do appreciate everyone that listens to the show, everyone that's a fan that has ever commented and subscribes and all that. I really do appreciate it, guys. I don't really have anything else. You guys see where to find me at on Twitter and Instagram. Hopefully my audio levels aren't too bad. And thank you guys so much for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.